To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, all to the show, man. Stairs on the sides with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes it'll taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, this could be a watch on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. Aye. This one time for the text. Aye. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's that?
How are you, dude?
that game. I went to sleep. It was 27-9.
The football game.
I got up. The final score was 44-30. And I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah. Are you asking me?
Yeah, I have no idea.
The Lions won. Jameer Gibbs.
No, I know.
Crazy.
I know the Lions won.
Yeah.
But it was just crazy.
Well, it was a big one. It was a big one for the Cowboys. I honestly didn't see the game last night. I was watching the Panthers, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't, you know.
Panthers lost a 2-1.
Thursday night football just is one of these things where, like, I'll care if it's my team and some things will get me in. But, I, you know, Panthers are on red alert right now. And, you know, we lose again last night in the third period. And I'm just, you know, I'm sad. I miss my Cats winning.
Right. Well, and the problem is they play so many games.
We used to win 2-1 filthies.
Hold on. They play so many games. The circumstances in which they are playing has not changed. But we keep hoping for a different result. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it's frustrating.
They just don't have any firepower right now.
Right. We understand it. It does not make it any less frustrating.
The lone goal last night from new papa.
Carter Verhaeghe.
That's it. It's our only goal. Two given up in the third. That's it. 2-1. Cats lose. Two home games this weekend, though. You know, maybe they'll turn it around against better teams.
Yeah.
I mean, they've lost to the two worst teams in the league. Now they may be the worst team in the league. Frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating, but I think the more frustrating part of it is knowing that there's no, you know, kind of way to fix it anytime soon.
Yeah.
Right? Because the only thing that's going to fix it is getting your guys back.
Yeah, it's like Paul Maurice said. And, like, you know, you get a point yesterday because you get to OT, but, you know, just want to feel that winning feeling again. They got the Columbus tomorrow, and then they got the Islanders on Sunday. So, There you go. There you go with that. But yes, the Jahmyr Gibbs, he had 3 touchdowns yesterday. He tied Barry Sanders for most touchdowns by the age of 24.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
A lot of touchdowns, dude. A
lot of touchdowns.
47, I think, was the total he's had already.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Fast.
Yeah, he already caught up to me.
Well, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Different times, you know?
Different times.
Different times.
Well, he's also got receiving touchdowns.
No, I. You know what? I had, in my career, I've had just as many rushing touchdowns as receiving touchdowns.
Swiss Army knife, dude. Does it all.
Which is crazy. I didn't have more rushing touchdowns than receiving touchdowns until my 4th or 5th year.
Hmm. Crazy. So, yeah, Cowboys, that was definitely a big blow to their playoff hopes, because yep. You're in a wild card race and you lose to a team head to head. That's,
well,
you know,
they already had 5 losses.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying they were already up against it.
Yeah, their best chance was trying to win the division because the Eagles were stepping.
They're not winning the division.
They're
not winning the division. That's not happening. Speaking of division, Dolphins will be back in action.
Is that intangible?
What? That's Amon Ross St. Brown.
Oh, okay. He played. Okay. I was like, wow, look at
that.
By
the way, I am upset. They need to let people, they need to let to know when players are going to play earlier. Because if I knew Amon St., you know, St. Brown was going to play, I would have taken the Lions.
Hmm.
Game time decision. That's what they put on there.
I hate that game time decision.
Hey, I've been through many of those.
Well,
where you go to that pregame and you go extra early and warm up so nobody could see you. And then you go in the locker room and have that conversation. Yeah.
Wild, man. So the Dolphins will be back in action on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Game Day Uncensored gets going at 9 a.m., so we'll have your coverage there tomorrow.
How we feeling? Tomorrow's going to be fun.
The Pinks. Yep.
Championship week starts tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe, and I told you this was going to happen.
When you say championship night, you mean UFC 323?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
When I've said this, and I believe this, okay? BYU loses, Miami jumps Notre Dame, and they're in. Because that means BYU is out. Where does that put Miami? That puts Miami right behind Notre Dame.
You notice when...
And it's hard to have that conversation with those teams right there.
You notice one aspect we haven't really...
What's that?
...talked about.
Mm-hmm. If 7-5 Duke win?
No.
Watch that happen, though. That'd be funny.
If BYU loses to the same team twice, will the committee punish them for losing only to Texas Tech?
No, but that's not... They're put where they are.
If they lose a close game in
the
title game...
No, but where they are is saying... You're saying to BYU, the only way you get in is if you win. Because now Miami jumps you. They're right behind. Because you already have a team you're going to do that with.
Probably. I mean, it could depend on how they lose, too.
No.
It could.
If they lose, they're out.
SMU wasn't out last year.
Yeah, if they lose.
Yeah, but SMU was also top 5.
If they lose in overtime or a
sweep. Ninth.
And undefeated. They only had one loss.
No, they had one loss.
Did they have one loss?
Yeah.
If they lose a squeaky cheeker.
No.
Okay.
No chance.
Doesn't matter. Miami's not getting in. So
I'm telling you, would hurt.
Not getting in.
Okay.
Get ready for the Pop-Tart Bowl, dude.
I'm telling you.
Notre Dame's already got their tickets printed.
BYU.
I don't think neither team is getting in.
Well, that's and that's the other thing I said, Vlad, that they might do something and say, well, look, we can't put Notre Dame in above Miami. So let's not put neither one of them in.
They're definitely known for their principles, so I'm sure that they will stick by that.
I mean,
you know, like you know, keeping out an undefeated FSU team.
Be fair, I've been saying this for about 3 or 4 weeks that the committee has moved Miami as close to Notre Dame as possible, so that when we get to this point in time that a decision has to be made, you're gonna look like a clown show. if you don't consider Dad Dad.
They already look like a clown show, but it's neither.
Like, why then? Wait, you complained the whole time,
mm-hmm.
and now it's kind of playing out to where, again, the decision only has to be made before the playoff. What happens before that, I don't care about.
You don't care.
But
I don't want to do the same argument again, dude. I've already given my point on it. Like, I think it's dumb, and mm-hmm. it's silly that they have to even... Because what you're basically saying that they're doing mm-hmm. is they're basically covering their tracks. Like, they know they made an error, and they're basically trying to walk it back slowly, but it doesn't look like incompetence, which it is. But it's not like something I want to get fiery about anymore, because you and I go and bang our head against the wall on this. It really is going to go nowhere. If the Canes get in, I will actually be quite surprised, because it's pretty clear that this committee, which a lot of people have pointed out, which is nice, that at least it seems like there's more people saying how stupid this is. Even Manny Diaz came to the Canes defense, which I was like, whoa. And right. I know they're in the same, but he was like, it's silly that, because he was making the point that, a lot of people were saying, oh, well, we shouldn't be in the championship game. He says that's a subjective opinion. It's like, this is what the tiebreaker is. He says, really, the facts are the Canes should already be in the playoff because they won head-to-head, and it's on any parameters on the CFP. It's their number one delegation on tiebreaker is right. head-to-head,
mm-hmm.
and they're not. They're doing something subjective. So what everything you're describing with this, my biggest problem with it always has been, wherever the Canes have been ranked, it's silly to have Notre Dame putting them that ahead, and all they're doing is slowly covering their tracks because they probably know it's hypocritical and stupid. And so now you're at this point. So, like, if they get there, I'm not going to applaud them. It's where they should have been all along. It's dumb.
But it only matters that they get there for the
playoff. It only matters that there is, but I think what is silly about all of it is they've just made it reek the entire time, and like, there, you can only do something so much before people realize, like, something's being stolen from them. And I think that that's probably been called on up. Now, I still don't think that's going to happen. Notre Dame's going.
Well, no, I'm saying, who cares when you do the right thing, as long as the right thing ends up being done?
Anybody who's been wrong, like, doesn't like wrong things happening to them.
No, but I'm saying,
like having to sue to get the money that's owed to you.
Let me ask you a question. Will Miami have been wronged if they make the playoff above Notre Dame?
No.
Okay. That's and all I've said is, until it happens, we can't really complain about it. But yeah, I mean, you can.
But the odds are they're going to be left out.
Okay. I don't think so.
Take a break.
I don't think so. I think that they're going to be right next to Notre Dame, and they're going to have to make that decision, and then head-to-head is going to come into play.
Okay.
I've said that the whole time. Have I not?
First, you told me not to even talk about it because they got to take care of their business, which I found also annoying. But I don't want to go down old roads on this, because your whole thing has been, just be happy when it happens. And my whole thing has been like, no, I'm going to call things out as they happen of being stupid as being stupid.
Okay.
I think I think there is value on that, on the way that they go about their decisions. If they immediately get shamed and backed into a corner because they have no other place, then basically their dumb logic has been exposed, I guess, to the point where they couldn't do it. But it was stupid to begin with. It's always been stupid.
Right.
But, I mean, this whole thing is like, when you get it, when you finally get what you want, shouldn't you just be happy? Actually, no. Like, if you have to deal with aggravation for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, and you have to do all this politicking, and then you have to politic back, that's still frustrating, and it kind of takes the enjoyment out of it. It takes a little bit of the enjoyment out of the season, because it kind of feels like you went through a season that should have been, pretty enjoyable. They won back-to-back 10 seasons. Canes haven't done that in over 20 years, and for the longest, it's basically been said, whatevs. That's basically, they just kind of shrug their shoulders at you. And with Notre Dame, they do the same thing. And they're like, oh, you guys, you started so hard, and you went, oh, good job, guys. Like, it's stupid. And so that's my biggest problem with it. But if they ultimately get in, good. But they won't. They're going to the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Okay.
Take a break. Back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
You shocked the way they treat Mike Tomlin?
Am I shocked the way they're treating Mike Tomlin? Not really.
No?
Not really. I do follow some like Pittsburgh fans like on social media and stuff. And there is kind of like a running thing. Like you guys are, you know, you got people on the outside are much more appreciative of this than I guess them, because they're frustrated that they really haven't done anything in the playoffs. It's been pretty mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
The last few years, so I'm not that shocked that Pittsburgh fans are kind of like
right
at this point. I think, and honestly, like maybe it's at to that point where it's just better for fresh starts on both sides, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Pickens, Mason Rudolph, they've had a tough trip since Big Ben retired.
Yeah, no, they have. They haven't really fulfilled it. You know, it's a little. You know, maybe it gets to the point like it's Bill Belichick where it just gets to like, yeah, we're done with it. I don't sense that there's like ownership animosity like there was with Belichick and Robert Kraft.
Yeah, I think every like the thing about Tomlin is he always just takes the approach, it is what it is, I'm gonna do my thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think even if you don't like Tomlin, you gotta respect the way he handles himself as a head coach.
It's a little like reminiscent of the Heat. It's kind of like they are an organization that values winning as many games as possible, and you probably could even say it, and I know Heat fans have been frustrated, like, can't you just tank for a couple of years and maybe we'll get a Wembanyama, maybe we'll get a Cooper Flag? Well, you won't unless it's fixed by the NBA.
Right.
But and it's like, no, our purpose is to win as many games as possible. Even if it's a stinky 37, we're going to come back, we'll take our 20th pick, we're going to go, even though that one was traded for. We'll take whatever pick we get, chips fall where they may, and we'll try and win as many the next year. And it's like Pittsburgh has a little bit of that, and I don't know. Like he's, you know, maybe it takes like one more run again to get him back to a spot where Pittsburgh Steelers fans really appreciate it. Like I kind of feel like with Spo, that really happened when they got to the finals in the bubble. Like people respected Spo, always thought Spo was really good, but I think that he really didn't get his flowers from the fan base until they made the finals again without the big three.
Right.
And so I don't know what that, you know, when that moment ends for some Steelers fans with him. I don't know what the answer is to that. But, you know, it could be that it is the end of the road, because I'm sure he would get, if he was a free agent, and maybe this is like he'll get whatever he wants.
Vlad,
I'd imagine.
Vlad, so this is where I come to you because I haven't been able to figure out. This is with players. This is with coaches. Like ring protection. Mm-hmm. How long does it last?
Oh well,
because you see what I'm saying. Because we've been having this argument for a year, and you go, you know, they can't do that ring protection. Or with you know, we had this with Aaron Rodgers, ring protection, well, ring protection. But
multiple gives you a longer warranty. You have a long, you have more.
But
warranty.
One, no, we all we've been talking right. about is one.
Right, one, but now one doesn't give you that no more.
But
now,
Aaron Rodgers, we've been having this conversation. I say, Vlad, it was 12, 13 years ago.
When you guys say ring protection in my mind is like that avoids you from the stinker seasons. Like if you're still winning and you've already won the big prize, like that's the thing with Aaron Rodgers is like Aaron Rodgers was winning. He won, then he was winning MVPs, and then he was winning right. 13 right.
He,
games.
He was still being successful.
Right.
Just and he wasn't able to get the second one. But
mm-hmm. right.
winning that one and you're considered a great gives you ring protect. That's the
so,
protection.
But what I'm saying, look at what Tomlin's had to coach
mm-hmm.
the last, since Ben Roethlisberger's left.
Oh, it's all his fault.
Huh?
All Roethlisberger's fault.
But I'm just, you know, they haven't had a quarterback even close to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about ring protection, we just looking at, I love the way we pick and choose when we go with the players versus the coach.
I don't even, you know, like if I had to guess and they really wanted to do it, like here's what I would say is if he really was done, it would probably be one of these things where it'd be like, hey, Mike, we really want to go in the toilet. Like we want to just revamp the whole thing because they went super old this year.
Ooh.
And yeah. so like they, and so it's probably on him of like, hey, do you want to go through this?
Yeah, no,
or do you want to go start somewhere else?
This is not even between Tomlin and the organization. Because both are class acts. They'll, if it ends, it's going to be so smooth and nobody's going to get their feelings hurt and everybody's going to be respectful. It's not going to be, when you get off the plane, don't go to the facility kind of thing. It's not going to be that.
Doubt it.
But I'm saying is as far as just looking at that team, you think they're going to just get somebody else and be better?
No, I don't think it's better. I think it's just it's like, you know, organizations will get to a point where they got to reset, go in a fresh direction.
Right.
You know, it doesn't work out always, like, you know, with the Patriots and Gerard Mayo. Like, that wasn't fantastic.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
You know, so, like, it doesn't always shine. But I think, like, if that's the place they're going to go, I mean, like, look, the Steelers would also get a little grace on that, too, is like, hey, we've only had four coaches in our history. Like,
right.
They're entitled.
No, I know.
They would also
they
be
always
entitled.
Hire, you know what they also do, though? They always seem to hire the right guy. So if they were to move on, now let's think about this. Do you have to consider what's out there?
Because,
you know, they say the coaching.
I think the Dolphins are in that situation probably with Mike McDaniel.
Right. The coaching availability is about the same as the quarterback availability.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not like necessarily like the guy right now who's
correct.
Like the hot.
No
the
Ben hot, Johnson.
The hot candidate.
There's no Ben
yet.
Johnsons out there.
Because it's kind of been a weird year. Like I don't think anybody's like, oh my God, this is the team. This is the guy. Like probably, I don't know, like who's got that right now in the league? That I'm sure there'll be guys established once we're in the playoff run.
Right.
But I think the Dolphins are probably in that spot. Like if the Dolphins, like if all things being how the season plays out, yeah, Mike McDaniel will probably survive another year. But if Mike Tomlin became available, then you'd be like, hit the bricks, nerd boy.
John Harbaugh.
Yeah, maybe John Harbaugh.
Ooh, you think John?
Yeah, bro. I think both of these coaches, the one with the longest tenure, it might be time for a new voice. It's almost two decades, and they're stuck. I'm telling you, even Buffalo, I think they gotta let McDermott go.
I think they're gonna turn on him next.
You know, we call that
like they how they turn on Tomlin.
I've been saying that.
You've been saying that, but I think they're gonna turn on him next before they turn on Harbaugh.
Now they turn it on Harbaugh.
They turn on him?
They been
even with their whole team being hurt this year?
I mean, how many times are you just going to lose? Especially now. Say Kansas City does.
Well, they've even
in. You can't lose to Kansas City when they're a wounded animal, and you definitely can't lose to the other teams, because even in a playoff battle, you're going to think that Buffalo or Baltimore is a better team than Denver,
do you think,
Indianapolis, and Jacksonville.
You think this year, more than any year, you have to look at the AFC and go, it's up for grabs. And, like, there's a lot of teams that have a chance. We should just really just hunker down and try to get our guys, because.
Please stop saying hunker down, dude. You've done this. It's not, you don't hunker down. You hunker down.
Yeah, it's hunker.
All right. Hunker.
When you hunker,
you know
more fun.
You know what it sounds like when you say hunker down?
Tune in Tokyo. So, I just, like, with every, I think this is probably why, when you look at Tomlin, you look at Harbaugh, you look at the Buffalo coach, when you look at those three guys and where they've been the last few years, and then you see how wide open the AFC
is. Well, it depends if the Chiefs are in or not. Like, that's
right,
also,
but that's what I'm saying.
That's also going to be a thing. Like, the Chiefs have been dominating the AFC. Like, so
right.
Yeah. Like,
I think that's in. I think that's one of the things is, like,
you think that'll
you're having a down year and now the Chiefs are out?
Right.
Like, and so, I mean, you know, the Chiefs obviously got a big one this weekend, but we'll see. But they got the Texans this weekend?
They got the Texans, but they sneak themselves in the playoffs.
Yeah, everyone's going to be scared of them.
You're going to be scared, but you know they're wounded. And if they somehow beat you guys, it might be time for a new voice.
But I think the Harbaugh one's a little different, because it feels like Harbaugh's, I mean, like, Baltimore's been loaded. Loaded. And you have the MVP. So, like, I could understand if you're like, hey, dude, what are we doing?
Same thing with Pittsburgh. They've been loaded before too.
Nah, but
not
again,
like this.
Not
at the most important position.
The last time they had what, like a 10-win season?
They had a 12-win season and lost to the Browns. Remember when Baker went into Pittsburgh?
So that was what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, like they've
a long time in football, dude.
But they've been to the what it is with their stature and the fact that they've gotten to the playoffs every year and they never had a losing season. They're expecting to at least win a game in the playoffs. He hasn't won a game in a playoff in 10 years.
Yeah, but I think most people would say the perennial favorite the last 4 years in that division is usually the Ravens, because you have Lamar.
Right, and you had the Bengals come in, but you still, you know, you're still Pittsburgh.
I understand that they're still Pittsburgh, but it's like, but they have had at the very best the third best quarterback, sometimes the worst quarterback in that division, based on whatever Cleveland had as a hodgepodge before pre Deshaun Watson.
You talk
Watson
about
disaster.
Little baby hands. You talk about Mason Rudolph. Forget about it. We ain't even talking about Fields.
But I think the other thing that you could look at is, you know, you could look at teams and you could say, well, things turn around pretty quick. Like, if, you know, the Colts do whatever they do this year, or the Patriots, like other teams, you could say teams could hunker down, and other teams could say, well, maybe we got the right people in here with some talent and we do a little tweaks and maybe we're off and running for a chance.
You think Indy turned it around quickly, though? They didn't turn around quick. It was like 3 or 4 years.
How long has Steichen been the coach? Is this his third year?
Third year. And then keep in mind, they've had Taylor. They built up that offensive line. So they had an offensive line. They just didn't have a quarterback.
All right, well, New England's the example.
Went old for the quarterback.
New England basically sucked for 2 years. And, like, look at them now. They're leading the AFC.
Right.
So you could look at them and say, like, hey. And now Vrabel was an established coach. People thought he was a good coach in the Titans. And I think that's probably part of the frustration with the Dolphins fan right now is you're looking at this. You see a Bills team that's like, they're always going to have Josh Allen, so they're always going to feel like they have a chance. The Jets, they have, you know, thrown in the towel to basically revamp and have all these picks this year. And the Dolphins are kind of like stuck in no man's land right now. It's like, they could be the worst team. They're definitely not. They don't feel like the best team in the division. And so what are we doing? And I think that's where everybody's banging their head against the wall.
Well, I think that it will take at least 3 years if they win a different direction. I don't think they're going to do anything with Mike next year. And I know people don't want to hear that simply because they're not going to do anything with Tua. Even if you draft a quarterback, you still go that route. Now, the problem is that when Tua's not the quarterback and Mike's not the coach, you're playing a different style of football.
They kind of already are, aren't they? Like, they're not playing the Tua get the ball out, distributed all over the place. Like, it's pretty much gone to...
They just, you know what? They haven't relied on that, but it's still the same style of offense. They just rely more on the run.
You don't think Mike McDaniel could feel like if he went into a year, you know, if Tua keeps turning the football over, yeah, if they lose this weekend.
Right.
And you're in a year where he's looking at it. And let's say Mike's going to be the coach. Do you think Mike really wants to go through another year or two? Because I'm going to tell you, I think part of the reason that he's changed his style on this, and you kind of heard it in some of the snippiness when they were losing because of how frustrated he was with Tua giving the football over.
If he could just stop throwing the ball to the other team.
Yeah, like maybe he, if he's really going to be given the reins, like, look, he probably could go to Stephen Ross if he's got the cachet right now, even with paying Tua, and be like, look, I think I'm sorry for the mistake. I think we've done all we can do with this guy. He's not physically the same anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's a $200 million mistake.
Understood.
I would.
So you might want to get rid of the guy who was part of the mistake. That's the thing. I think that people look at the Dolphins right now, and like they finally did a year where they feel like whoever takes this over, it does feel like the trenches are more fortified. I don't know what Aaron Brewer's contract situation is, so I don't know how long he'll be around, but it does feel like you have fortified it as much as possible. So I don't know, man. I think that's where the frustration lies with everybody else is like, what is the right? If you don't do it, it kind of feels like you're too scared to make a move and you're waiting it out. If you do, yeah, it might be bad next year. But also, I don't think anybody looks at this team and says they're good enough to do anything real. Like, yeah, not even close.
I would say this is that. That the whole situation with Tua, I personally think he looks the way he does because he needs to be in better shape.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks lethargic. Like he got too big, too fast, and he doesn't have that same movement. And people put it on the injuries and stuff like that. No, he looks like
out of shape.
Yeah.
You said it yesterday. You said he was a big donut yesterday. Don't hide from it now.
No, I'm not. And I would say that somebody's going to get in his ear in off season, and he's going to look different when he comes back. And then we're going to have a whole different discussion.
The patience is going to be
but
like.
Exactly.
The patience is going to be zero on him.
He earned that. Mm-hmm. He earned that. And even if they decide to bring in another quarterback, Tua earned everything that is going to happen to him next year. And so.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he needs a. Like, even this week, he needs a week. I'm not saying he has to throw for 300, but
he needs a week. Looks like he can play well no matter what.
You need to get in that red zone.
I don't know if his body. And this is the problem. I don't know. And it has nothing to do with the cold. He looks so robotic.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say. It's the same difference between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.
The lion thing?
No. Dylan Gabriel plays quarterback. He's sitting in the pocket, and you see Tua, he's got his hands up, and he's doing that. And Shedeur plays football. Somewhere in between that is a happy medium. Mm-hmm. Tua right now is trying so hard to be technically sound that he looks terrible at times with all that quick, like, what the hell are you looking at? Like, no lie. I can drop back as not being a quarterback, see the movement of one guy in the secondary, and pretty much tell you where everybody else is. They may change it up, you know. They might run two with man underneath or something like that. But for the most part, you're looking at two safeties versus one safety, and that's pretty much going to give you an idea of where to go. They do a lot of motion. You know what the motion is for?
To trick the stupid defense?
No.
Oh.
To make them commit.
I thought you were going to insult defense again.
No. They fall for it. Let me tell you something. But when you do a lot of motion, you make the defense commit. Is it man? Is it zone? Is it blitz? Whatever it is, when that guy does that little quick motion, if somebody chases him, it's man. And that's why you do that. To create, to give your quarterback and your weapons on offense an idea of what they're going to do defensively. So, yeah, him moving around like that, there ain't no way nobody moves like that. Show me another quarterback that does that. I don't know why he does that. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? I'm watching the game. What are you doing?
That's what you're doing?
Yes, because it looks ridiculous.
Last time I did that, Luna was just yelling at me the whole time.
Huh?
When I watched a game with you, you were just Luna was just yelling at me the whole time.
Oh, she just... Burp, burp.
Maybe she was just asking what to the hell was doing.
So yeah, there's like... Tua's not excused from this. And you have to have... I think one of the problems I have with Tua is... There's too many things that affect him mentally. Like, dude, you can't be a professional athlete when half the time, every time you go on the field, half the people are booing you. You got to have some mental toughness to just go out and do your thing. And I think sometimes, watch him. Oh, they want me to throw deep. They tired of me throwing short pass. Here you go. Arm punt.
That's what Perk said. Perk said that on Joe Rose show today, that he thinks that Tua is overthinking because there's so much.
Play football.
Well, I mean.
Play football.
He wants to play football, but they're telling him not to slide or else, you know.
I mean, dude, I said this, Vlad. I said this when they were talking about it last year. If ever Tua goes on that field and does not play football and does not make the plays that need to be made, we're going to have a problem with that. If it's 3rd and 4 at the end of a game and there's a defender at 3 yards and he slides, we're going to have a problem with that. You have to play football. You can be safer, sure. You cannot just drop your head and run into DeMar Hamlin for reasons I still can't explain.
How you get knocked out by a week?
But! But football is such, if it's 3rd and 4 and you're trying to win a football game, that's an ugly look if you don't try to get that first.
But do you think that was him being worried, or do you think that was just unawareness? Like, that's the thing.
It probably was.
That was the thing that I was annoyed by with the play. Like, he got up and did the first down dance.
It was probably a little bit of both.
He was just happy he didn't get hurt.
Nah, well, you can't play like that. Vlad, let me tell you something.
Yeah, he was happy he didn't
get
hurt.
I'm going into many games wondering if I was going to make it through. And then the game starts, and I don't think about it. I just play football. I go as long as I can go.
Last point, you knew where you're going to get hit regardless. This guy's got a lot. I'm not trying to shoot him some bail, but he's got a lot that he's got to deal with, you know, coverage, motion, all that. And the fact that they're putting limitations on you. Not trying to shoot him any bail.
You don't have no limitations.
I don't think those are limitations. I think they're
He's putting those limitations on him. You got to play football, Vlad.
Well,
Vlad.
They're putting limitations to save him, okay? Like, hey, don't run. Because if you run and you're in the open field, you're like a deer.
Is he not a competitor? I'm more offended by that. Because here's why. If you're a competitor, Vlad, I don't care what kind of competitor, what level of competitor you are. If it's 3rd and 3 and you know you need 4 yards and you're a competitor, you're going to do everything you can to get those 3 yards. That's being a competitor.
We'll take a break here on the show. Back after this.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's Fonzie. We will go around the, oh my God.
Jovich and Hero with a pick gets us who? What? A McRib.
I don't know what that gets you.
A McRib.
A McRib?
It don't even get you the whole meal.
Bobby Portis?
It don't even get you the whole meal.
Are you going to have to take Crazy Eyes in any Giannis trade?
Another story for another day. We will get to the more Giannis stuff because there's some interesting.
Come on, let's tickle somebody's fancy.
Here's what we got. Yours. Week 14.
All right.
Of the NFL season,
Leroy. Are we not going to do Saturday first?
No, we do. Okay, no. Okay. No.
NFL takes precedence.
NFL.
I just asked. Let's go.
If you want to do an other tickle fancy, we could do a double tickle fancy, but I got to do the other other sports.
Do your thing.
1 o'clock.
Yep.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Who is surprisingly really good.
9-3. They're 7-point road favorites against the Atlanta Falcons. Tickle your fancy?
Leroy, you got to take a breath. Just say your fancy's not tickled.
No. But I will say, West Coast traveling, playing the early game, always a problem.
It doesn't affect this team, though. Them and the Niners don't usually affect.
Right. Isn't it amazing all the retreads that have done well in the league?
Darnold. I mean, Darnold's done in two places.
But Darnold's numbers are very misleading if you really think about it.
What?
In the first half, he's phenomenal. Second half, he stinks.
He's squeaky cheeks.
Yeah. Okay. They just have a big lead that they.
You think they send him into the game saying just don't blow it?
Maybe.
Because that's how he plays. Just don't blow it.
At 1 o'clock,
yep,
the Buffalo Bills
are
5.5-point favorites hosting Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. Does this game tickle your fancy?
Cincinnati gonna win this game.
Really? I think so too.
Yeah,
they're playing without no Bosa.
Cincinnati's gonna win this game, and everybody's gonna be shocked. Don't be shocked. Buffalo hasn't been playing well. And offensively, they really don't have any explosiveness. None, except the same way the Dolphins do at running back.
So your fancy is tickled.
Yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
I think anytime there's hope to see Buffalo lose, because I'm tired of hearing about them, my fancy tickled.
-1 on Tobin.
Why?
-1.
I can't believe you didn't have a grid bird joke with the Seahawks versus the Falcons. This wasn't the Jay Fig Bowl. Like, nothing to that effect.
Bird versus bird?
Bird versus bird.
Bird versus bird is a common thing in the NFL.
A Seahawk versus a Falcon. Falcon is kicking the Seahawks' ass, right?
But that was the first game. Jay Fig Bowl game.
Here's the thing, though. There's no way Jay Fig could take out a bird of prey. She likes the exotic bird. A parrot, a cockatoo. A parakeet, something like that she could take out. She can't take out a bird of prey with talons.
Yeah.
A falcon or a hawk? That would be the coup de grace if she was able to take out one of those.
Right.
Remember that time that hawk, I had to take it to animal control?
Oh, because you...
I found it in my driveway. It just was like... Yeah. But he was still alive.
Did it live?
I don't know. It was a red-tailed hawk.
She could take out a raven, Nancy.
I think she could take out a raven.
Yeah, raven. Isn't that just like a crow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You could fool them. You could throw some street meat out there, and they'll come down and...
We can talk about this bowl, which is the Friends Become Foes Bowl. The Cleveland Browns host the Tennessee Titans, Cam versus Shador.
Yeah.
Tickle your fancy?
Yes, it does, simply because...
My fancy is tickled.
I don't like necessarily how Shador talks, but I will say this. That doesn't mean he's not doing the work or putting the time in, right? And we have a lot of players that we may not like the way they behave, but they do their work and they do their job. I hope that in the next couple of weeks he gets comfortable to where he can be both that player making plays and that guy that can make timely throws.
We're about to see a record being broke. That's what we're about to see.
Most picks?
No, most sacks.
Yeah, he gets sacked.
He's going to get four.
Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett getting ready to break the NFL record.
I think he breaks it on Sunday.
Yeah.
How many is it away? What does he have?
He's got 19 and it's 22 and a half.
He's four away.
Four away.
Dude, if he did that, if he did that by week 14.
Wait, I think that he could end up with 30 sacks this year. That's how good he's been playing.
Before 16 games.
Washington Commanders?
Nope.
Fair enough.
Fancy not tickled.
At 1 o'clock, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers welcome in the New Orleans Saints at 2 and 8. Tampa's a 8.5-point favorite. Tickle your fancy?
No.
Fancy not tickled?
No.
You don't even see your home team.
No. Getting pounded.
A Survivors game. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 6-6 take on the Baltimore Ravens at 6-6. Tickle your fancy, Leroy.
Let me tell you something. I hate that I'm going to enjoy watching this, and I'm hating the fact that the collateral damage in my joy of this is going to be Mike Tomlin. Right? Mm-hmm. But all those idiots who thought 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers was a good choice. I enjoy watching this.
At 1 o'clock, an AFC South showdown for the division lead. The Indianapolis Colts take on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Are you back on?
Please stop asking that. The Indianapolis Colts are 1.5-point favorites because I told you they're dead to me. It's over, dude. Stop asking the question. When you're dead, you're dead.
Indy hasn't been playing well.
Oh, you think?
And I don't know what to make of Jacksonville.
They're like Tobin.
But I'm going to take the home team.
Why is it that the
I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to take Jacksonville.
Is the coach more stressed? Because I feel like every time I see him, his chin has gotten thinner.
Who? Oh, you're talking about
old Duval.
Liam?
Yeah.
Liam. His name's Liam.
Duval.
His name's Liam.
He could say Duval that way if he wins the division.
Took your fancy?
The playoff.
Yeah. Division lead.
They're going to play next year in Orlando.
My fancy.
Because they're building a new stadium?
Yeah, they're renovating. Last one on the 1 o'clock slate, Leroy. You might be familiar with this one. The Miami Dolphins. 5-7. Take on the New York Jets. Dolphins. 2.5-point road favorites. Tickle your fancy.
Now, the rule is 2 less than 3, you take the home team. But I'm not going to do that. I just think that the Dolphins have, more importantly, defensively, have really picked it up.
It's your fancy team.
Who's starting?
Yes.
Is it
Tyrod Taylor?
Tyrod is playing.
That might be worse for the Dolphins.
Huh?
I like it.
Isn't he like a Dolphins? He destroys the Dolphins.
Yeah, he's a Dolphin killer.
I feel like he has killed the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I feel like he has killed the Dolphins. We told you this is a something's got to give game because Tua's killed the Jets, but he also stinks in the cold.
He's never played in a game in New York late in December.
I think he's.
They usually play
Black
earlier.
Friday. They play Black
Friday. He played Black Friday.
Yeah.
It says 40 degrees for that game so far.
40? That's okay. Man. That's not. 40. You don't feel. You can still feel everything.
But with wind gusts, it's going to feel more like 28.
You always got to take into account the feels like. What about the Denver Broncos at 10-2?
They're lead. They're no one seed in the AFC, correct?
No, New England.
New England is.
New England's 11 and.
Yes.
11 because they won early. Remember?
Okay, so they won on Thursday.
And they bye.
The Denver Broncos take on Las Vegas Raiders.
Nope.
Fancy not tickled.
What Bears. About the Bears taking on the Green Bay Packers? Green Bay is a 6.5-point favorite at Lambeau. Tickle your fancy?
I'll take the Bears.
Ooh. My fancy is
I don't know what y'all like. Green Bay has not been playing that well.
What do you mean? They beat the Lions pretty well last week on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Mike has been on fire, too.
Yeah.
Mike has been on fire. It's still a big spread, though.
It's a big spread. I'll take the Bears.
425, the L.A. Rams take on the Arizona Cardinals. Tickle your fancy?
No, is this double digits?
No spreads like that this week. This is 8.5, though. It is probably the biggest one
of
the week.
No, I'm not interested.
Fancy not tickled.
Is Jacoby Brissett still the quarterback?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, no.
By the way, you know they moved that Bills-Bengals game. That was a 425 game.
And they moved it to one?
They moved it to one and put the Packers-Bear game at 425.
Finally, our prime timers.
We've got Sunday night.
Sunday night football.
Uh-huh.
Texans against the Chiefs, who are 6-6.
Mm-hmm.
This may be it for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're 3.5-point favorites at Arrowhead. Does this game? Oh, cold. It's gonna be cold. Cold.
How cold?
Says 27.
Ooh, that's Wincho's teens.
That's a dome team going to the cold.
Mm-hmm. Tickle your fancy, Leroy.
Yeah, I like. My fancy is tickled. You know what I like? I like seeing the warm weather teams go up in that football weather. Now, I will say this about NFL players. Just because your team is in the sun don't mean you from the sun. There's a lot of northern guys that have played football in the cold that are traveling back to the north to play. However, when you're in the dome, you've just been way too damn comfortable. Too comfortable. I play in the dome in Minnesota, and we used to practice outside during the week.
Finally, Monday Night Football.
Mm-mm-mm.
The defending champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Philly is a 2.5-point road favorite. Both teams 8-4. Does this game tickle your fancy,
Leroy?
Are they
really a road
favorite? It's Monday. Well, because
they are a road favorite.
Because you don't know if
I understand.
You don't know if the quarterback going to play.
No, he's playing.
Who, he's playing Herbert? With that broke hand?
Yeah, no, yeah, they
yeah I think Ooh. Herbert's playing.
And it's opposite. It's not his throwing hand.
He had surgery on his hand.
It's not his throwing hand.
That means they had to put a pin or something in it.
Aaron Rodgers had that, too. He didn't look like he wanted to play.
Phillip Rivers had surgery.
Dude, you know what they have to do? No, but you know what they have to do, though? You got to be on a little something for the pain.
Turtle.
And some. No. That ain't enough. Dude, you just had surgery.
Don't know. Do I look like I played football?
Yeah, but when you have surgery like that, they put pins and stuff in your hand.
Pin for the win.
So, no, I think Philly's going to smoke them.
And then Vlad does make the point. It's going to be all Philadelphia fans at LA.
Come on.
Oh, that's what they do. Like, either coming to Miami or going to LA or going to Vegas. These northern teams, or, you know, they make that their one away game.
That is Tickle My Fancy. We got some Heat injury news to report coming on up on tonight's game.
Leroy Ford would have played through the pain.
We will take a break back after this.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers, and more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.